USA Radio News.
The partial government shutdown continues, and leaders from both sides of the aisle will be meeting over the weekend to hopefully iron out a deal that would get border security done and also end the partial government shutdown. After meeting on Friday with lawmakers, President Trump said the partial government shutdown would continue until border security is tackled.
No, we won't be opening until it's solved. We think this is a much bigger problem. The border is a much more dangerous problem. It's a much bigger problem. It's a problem of national security. It's a problem of terrorists.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes the Democrats are playing politics with the shutdown.
The package presented by the House's new Democratic leaders yesterday can only be seen as a time-wasting act of political posturing.
U.S. employers added 312,000 jobs in the month of December. This made Wall Street happy as the Dow closed up 740 points. This is USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Sears will decide by late Friday whether or not to accept an offer that would keep the store's doors open. The chairman of Sears Holdings, Eddie Lampert, has made a multi-billion dollar bid to keep the struggling retailer open. It's one more thing to worry about. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the chilling details of a new study on ice cubes.
Would you like that on the rocks? Because researchers say you may want to hold off on that. A food safety specialist at North Carolina State University says bacteria and viruses from E. coli to Salmonella can live in freezing temperatures, meaning they could be alive and living in your ice cubes. Experts say people can avoid contaminated ice and prevent the bacteria from spreading by using purified water, also by washing your hands, using ice scoops when serving the ice, and regularly cleaning your freezer.
Thank you, Chris, for that chilling story. Sorry, I just had to. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump made a quick, unannounced stop at the White House press briefing room to reiterate his stance on the border wall amid the ongoing partial government shutdown. The president then turned the mic over to the folks who are tasked with keeping our nation safe, including Brandon Judd, who is the National Border Patrol Council president.
I've been a Border Patrol agent for 21 years. I can personally tell you from the work that I have done on the southwest border that physical barriers, that walls actually work. You hear a lot of talk from the expert that there are experts that say that walls don't work. I promise you that if you interview Border Patrol agents, they will tell you that walls work. I worked in Naco, Arizona for 10 years. We didn't have physical barriers in Naco, and illegal immigration and drug smuggling was absolutely out of control. Those walls, those physical barriers, and illegal immigration dropped exponentially. Anywhere that you look where we have built walls, they have worked. They have been an absolute necessity for Border Patrol agents in securing the border.
Judd also says,
we need those physical barriers, and we appreciate President Trump and all of his efforts in getting us those physical barriers. There's also a lot of talk on this shutdown that federal employees do not agree with the shutdown. I will tell you, that's not true.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.